The Arab League is set to release a report on its observer mission to Syria. The report will evaluate the Syrian government's cooperation and the difficulty the observers may have had in gaining access to hotspots. It will also indicate whether the mission should be extended or not. Lebanon's army chief says Beirut will take all necessary actions to stop the smuggling of arms into Syria. He also stressed that the Lebanese army is ready to deal with all forms of terrorism. The announcement comes amid reports citing weapons smuggling from Lebanon into Syria. Afghan lawmakers have taken to the streets in the capital Kabul to condemn the killing of civilians by US-led forces in their country. A similar protest was staged by local Afghans in the northern city of Kunar. The rallies come one day after a US raid killed five civilians in Kunar. In Saudi Arabia, protesters have once again taken to the streets to call for the downfall of the regime. The latest demonstration against the Al Assad dynasty took place in the oil-rich eastern province. The protesters also chanted slogans against the Saudi crown prince, Nayef bin Abdul Aziz. Human rights groups have accused NATO of committing war crimes in Libya. They say there is evidence that Western forces bombed civilian areas as military targets during the conflict there. The groups further criticized NATO for its September attack on the city of Sirte, which left close to 50 civilians dead. In the US, anti-Wall Street protesters in the city of Syracuse have been given a 24-hour eviction notice, but the protesters are vowed to remain and say they are willing to risk arrest if necessary. The Occupy Syracuse protest has now been going on for over 100 days. Brazil's Foreign Minister Antonio Patriota says his country continues to turn away ships from the Malvinas Islands flying the British-designated flag for the territory. Britain has ruled the island group for more than 180 years, but Argentina claims sovereignty over the islands, which lie east of its coast. And Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani has appeared before the country's Supreme Court on contempt of court charges. Gilani has been summoned to explain his refusal to ask Switzerland to reopen graft cases against President Asif Ali Zardari. He could be disqualified from office if found guilty.